Let's all say, amen. I want to welcome you to our worship service on this afternoon. I'm Brother Horace Stroud. I will be speaking to you from the Word of God on this afternoon. We are in Acts chapter 9, and the verses that were read in your hearing was verse number 21 and verse number 22, which will be our concluding verses on this afternoon. We want to speak we spoke this morning, for those that were with us on this morning, we spoke from the subject, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me. And so we defined that word enabled from the text in 1 Timothy 1:12 being inwardly strengthened. So we want to try to simply grab a text of scripture to allow us to see that text in practice, or that word in practice of being strengthened. And so we've selected Acts chapter 9, beginning at verse number 15. And I want to say to those that even when we see the name Saul, that name Saul is also Paul, because we find in Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 9, the Bible says, then Saul, who also is called Paul. So this Saul that we hear about in the New Testament, is none other than Paul himself. And so again, if you're on the call this afternoon, as Brother Allen on our last song today talked about the glorious gospel light, and so we our hope is that you would obey the Lord. If you're not a Christian, according to the Bible, you'll do so. I'll share with you at the close of the message on today what one must do in order to become a Christian. So again, our title on this afternoon is Saul Increased the More in Strength. And so from Acts chapter 9 and verse number 15, we'll pick up there. As the Lord has spoken to Ananias from verse 13. In verse 15, the Bible says, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And so Ananias was speaking concerning Saul, Acts 9 and 1. That same Saul that we shared became Paul later in the scriptures. So the Lord had shared with Ananias that Paul was a chosen vessel for him, that Paul would proclaim the word of God to the Gentiles, to kings, and also to those children of Israel. The Bible says, after that, Ananias, verse 17, went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in verse 19, reads in verse 19, 18, excuse me, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. So this is Saul now that we're talking about. And so the Bible says that Saul, who could not see earlier, the Bible says he had lost his sight, he was without sight in Acts 9 and 9. The Bible says now those scales had been removed, and Paul now was able to see. And the Bible says once he was able to see, the Bible says he arose and was baptized. So Ananias had taught Paul the gospel. The Bible shares that with us in Acts 9 and verse 6 when he told Saul at the time, he said, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And so the first thing Paul needed to do was obey the Lord. And so Ananias taught Paul the gospel, and Paul obeyed the Lord and was baptized into Christ. That's important because we'll see the change in the next few verses as we look at Paul. So Paul, at the time who was raised up in the Jews' religion, as we shared this morning, now he was baptized into Christ. And so the Bible says in verse 19, "And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus." And so we see from verse 19, Bible says that Paul was strengthened, but this strengthened was from food and for his physical health. So Paul simply had gotten food, and by that food, the Bible says he was strengthened physically from food. And so I'd like to say to all of us that proper nutrition is important to all of us, that we eat properly, that we eat healthy. That when Paul, who had earlier, the Bible says, if you read Acts chapter 9, the Bible says in verse number 9 of Acts 9, that he had went 3 days without sight, neither had he eaten nor drinking anything. So then, at this time, Paul was given food, and the Bible says that he was strengthened. And the Bible says in verse 21, "But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest?" And so they said, wait a minute. Is this not the person that we hear it talking about Christ? Is this not the same person that tried to, we said in Galatians 1 and 13 on this morning, that Paul persecuted the church of God? And so they were saying, is this not the same person who had persecuted the church of Christ? And the Bible says, and he had come with a purpose that he might try to bring those that were following that religion unto the chief priest in order to be prosecuted. And so we see here that Paul made a change. And I want you to see the change that was made before we get to verse number 22, our closing verse on this afternoon. But we want to look, go to Philippians chapter number 3. And Paul, in his writing to those Christians in Philippi, he said unto them in Philippians chapter 3, and the verse is number 3. Paul said, "For we are the circumcision," talking about the Jews, "which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." He said, "Though I might." Now, what Paul begins to categorize things about himself and share some things with us why he needed the strength that we talked about in our title, he increased the more strength. Paul said, "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh," or who I am. He said, "If any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." Paul said, if anyone want to look at who they are and what they are, he said, let me tell you who I am. He said, in verse 5, "I was circumcised the eighth day." He said, "I was of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin." He said, "I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law, I was a Pharisee. So Paul said, when it comes to being Jewish, he said, there's no one that can go further back than me. Some of you all are Jews, but Paul said, I am a Hebrew. I am a Hebrew. I am of the stock of Israel, Old Testament. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. And when it comes to the law itself, I practice that as a Pharisee. He said, concerning zeal, note he said, I persecuted the church because I was a Pharisee and because this new religion came on the scene called Christianity. Paul said, I persecuted the church. He said, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So Paul said, when it came to the law, I held to that which was in the Jews or Judaism. Paul said, that's who I was. And so he says, notice now, all that Paul was in the Jews' religion, he says in verse 7, but what thing were gained to me, though I count loss for Christ? We have to understand that when we become Christians, and for some of us, as we walk as a Christian, we're going to have to give up certain things for Christ. You know, we talked this morning how those that had walked away from the Lord and had their faith shipwrecked because of worldly motive. See, sometimes we have to let some of those things go that are in the world. We have to count those things lost for Christ. I am a Christian. I can't do all the things that those in the world do because I represent Christ. I am an ambassador for Christ. And Paul said, once I became a Christian, verse 8, he said, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom, Paul said, I have suffered the loss of all things. And he said, I do count them but dung or rubbish that I may win Christ. And so Paul shared about himself, and I'm saying this to us, in our walk with the Lord, we're going to have to suffer the loss of something in order that we might win Christ. Sometimes we can't have the world and have the Lord at the same time. Sometimes those of us as Christians, I want to be in the world and in the church. That you're either in the Lord or you're in the world. Either I'm trying to live for the Lord, or I can be, as Paul in his writings to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 10, what can happen to some of us if we allow those worldly motives and those fleshly desires to get deep in us. Paul said in writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 10, he said, For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed unto Thessalonica. And so sometimes we'll have those that leave the Lord. You can love this present world to the point that you allow this world to influence you such that you are not able to live as a Christian. You don't want to give up certain things that you have in the world. But Paul left us an example. He said, I count all things, verse 8, but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And so Paul shared with us what he gave up. You know, as it were today, Paul would be a big shot, are a big wheel in the Jew, in this case, in the Jewish religion. Well, we'll make it applicable to us. You have a person who was a big time in denominationalism, had it going on in denominationalism. And so what this person does, he finds Christ and he gives up denominationalism, turn his back on denominationalism, even though I was high on the pedestal in denominationalism. Give it up. Why? That I might win Christ. Because once I am baptized into the Lord, I got to give up everything else that's not Christianity. Yeah, so Paul said, I gave it up. And that's why we find in our scripture that was read in our hearing, the Bible says, back in Acts chapter 9, in verse number 22, where the Bible says in 21, but all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which call on this name in Jerusalem, talking about Christ, and came hither for that intent or purpose that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest and have them cast in. Paul had them cast in prison there. But the Bible says, after he became a Christian, but Saul increased the more in strength. And we define that this morning, those that was with us this morning, the word strength means in the context when Paul said, I can do all things, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And we talked about the fact that that strengthening was an inward strengthening, that which strengthens the spirit and the purpose of an individual. So Paul here had to have his spirit strengthened, because now he was now going among those who were opposed to Christianity. He now had to go in there and he had to reason with them regarding, notice what the Bible says, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. So Paul needed to have strength not only in his spirit, but also strength in his purpose. Because sometimes you can find that people will, sometimes even in the Lord church, they can take the wind out of your sail by their opposition to you, because you are trying to walk for the Lord. You're trying to do that which is right. And that runs into, when it goes contrary to what people want, sometimes you are now their opposition. And that's why the Bible says that Saul increased the more. There's one thing when you were casting individuals in a prison, those that was Christians. Now you trying to teach those to become Christians. And so Paul needed strength from the Lord. And we said this morning that we get our strength. The Christian today is strengthened in spirit and purpose by Jesus Christ through the Word of God. We go in and we read Scripture, and that Scripture gives us strength. That Scripture strengthens our spirit. That Scripture strengthens our purpose. It gives us a little giddy up in our step when it comes to the Lord. Now we have, as Paul was noted, once he became a Christian, Paul went, the Bible says, straightway, which means immediately, he preached Christ in the synagogue, letting them know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We need to do the same, but we need that strength. We need that strength that we find from the Lord. And so just as Paul increased in his strength, we can also do the same through the Word of God. As we said this morning, we should study the Word of God on a daily basis, that it can give us that physical or that inward strength that we need as we you know, are challenged every day by life itself. And we have to understand that we can, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and the verse is number 16. When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, 2 Corinthians 4:16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Yeah. See, you can strengthen your inward man. You can strengthen your inward man. And notice what he said in verse 17, "For our light affliction." See, when you get to a certain point, stuff that you deal with, Paul looked at it as a light affliction. He said, "Which is but for a moment," the stuff we're going through. He said, "Working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You know, you're going to go through some stuff on this side of life, but it works for you that you can get that eternal weight of glory by staying consistent and living for the Lord. Yeah. So if you're here this afternoon, that's my message this afternoon. Saul increased the more in strength. We can be strengthened through God's word, that we can do it. Paul said, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You're on the call this afternoon, and you're not a Christian. We must become a Christian according to the Bible. We find that Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, in verse number 16, he said to those, his disciples, that he wanted them to go out and teach. He told them in Mark 16, 15, 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So it's our responsibility that we preach the gospel. What's the gospel? There are three facts of the gospel. You'll find that 1 Corinthians 15, chapters 1 through 4, three facts. The first one is just Christ died for our sin. The second one, he was buried. The third one, he rose from the dead. In order for you to become a Christian and be added to the church, that you find Acts 2:47, you must imitate what Christ did. He died for sin. You have to die to sin. So you hear the gospel, those three facts that I just shared with you. You believe it. You repent of your sin, meaning you turn to Christ. You confess of what you now believe in your heart. "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Then one must be water baptized for the forgiveness of all his past sins. And then the Lord himself will add you to the church of Christ, Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, a descriptive phrase of the church. It belongs to Christ. So if you are on the call and someone invites you on the call and you want to become a Christian, your life does not start spiritually until you're born again. John chapter 3, Jesus said it, verse 3 and 5, "A person must be born of the water and of the Spirit in order to become a child of God." And so our encouragement to you, if you've been invited to the call, to get with the person that invited you on the call, that you can be born again and become a Christian. I thank you for your listening here on this afternoon. Thank you very much.